Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
You know, sometimes you look at the polling data and there are numbers that just jump off the screen at you, and this is one of those. Huh. Because just take a look here, MAGA GOP view of Trump, approved. 100%, 100%, if you are a member of MAGA and the GOP, you approve of Donald John Trump. 0% say that they disapprove. You don't have to be a mathematical genius to know you can't go higher than 100%. He is the 1972 Miami Dolphins.
Amen. Amen. M.A. Rothman has a post. Apparently, Kent told Katarlson that the Iranians weren't even near having a nuclear weapon. That's in direct contradiction to the CIA director who had access to information. Just incredibly troubling. Incredibly troubling. M.A. Rothman, I don't know who he is. He's a novelist, inventor, he's an engineer. He's many things, but he's a very interesting post. He says, the picture that's emerging today is damning. A senior administration official told Fox News that Kent was a known leaker who had been cut out of Trump's intelligence briefings months ago, and that the White House told Gabbard he should be fired. It turns out that's incorrect, according to another source. Multiple sources in the White House repeatedly told Gabbard to fire Kent. Again, that's not correct, but I think they told her to get him under control. I think what he was told is, if you leak again, you're out of here. And one of the leaks I think they were talking about was his leak about me to Tucker Carlson, and I'd love to ask him about that, if it's accurate or not, but I'd love to ask him about all kinds of leaks and all kinds of things, quite frankly. He's not responded to our inquiry. So he kept his title, kept his office, kept his security clearance while being frozen out of the actual intelligence he was supposed to oversee. Now, we know that's true. The day before his public resignation, Kent met with Vice President J.D. Vance. Vance has pointed this out as well. He presented his letter. Vance encouraged him to speak to the White House Chief of Staff and the President before making any final decisions and urged him to be respectful to the President. Kent went public anyway. You have to urge him to be respectful to the president. So here's the full picture the media isn't assembling for you, he writes. Kent was a suspected leaker who was cut from the president's briefings. Again, I'm reading what he puts out here. The White House wanted him gone. He was protected. He was never in the Iran war planning rooms. When it became clear the axe was finally coming, he drafted a resignation letter laced with anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, walked it into the vice president's office, ignored the vice president's counsel, and published it on social media for maximum damage. That's not a principled stand, he says. Trump said it best. Quote, I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security. It's a good thing he's out, unquote. And he says, this gentleman, he didn't resign in protest. He controlled his own exit before someone else could write it for him. Interesting. Here we have from the New York Post, last night. Ex-White House official suggests Joe Kent was out to get fired, was about to get fired, excuse me. Oh, these commercials pop up. Before counterterrorism director's dramatic quitting, the whole thing didn't make sense, did it to you, America? So this makes more sense to me. A former top White House official suggested that Joe Kent, the intelligence official who resigned in protest, was already on the chopping block before he posted his resignation letter on social media. Now, this guy didn't do this anonymously. It wasn't a leak, Mr. Kent. He was on the record. He's President Trump's former deputy chief of staff, Taylor Butterwich. He wrote on X, Joe Kent is a crazed egomaniac who is often at the center of national security leaks, while rarely, parentheses, never question mark, close parentheses, producing any actual work. Now, if you're the deputy chief of staff and you make a comment like that, and if you're Joe Kent and you've never leaked anything, you have a lawsuit. If you have leaked things, you don't want to bring a lawsuit because you'll be deposed and exposed. Let's see if he brings a lawsuit. He spent all his time working to subvert the chain of command and undermine the President of the United States, Butterwich alleged. Don't you remember he had some kind of battle going on with Kash Patel over at the FBI? You remember that, Mr. Producer? Something going on there about Charlie Kirk or something? And Patel was quite offended. It was in the media. So the former White House official goes on, this isn't some principled resignation. He just wanted to make a splash before getting canned. What a loser. Hold on to this article, Mr. Producer. If he ever shows up, I'd like to ask him about this. Butterwich did not specify what Kent allegedly was involved in leaking, but that requires a follow-up, and I'm happy to question him about that. Kent, an Army vet and two-time Republican congressional candidate, posted his resignation letter on X, writing, I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Iran posed no immediate threat to our nation, and it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. That would be me, I guess. And yet I don't lobby for them. It's an amazing thing. I can't even tell you the last time I spoke to Netanyahu. A year ago, maybe? 8 months ago? I don't know. Whenever he was in Washington? Certainly wasn't about this. Maybe in Florida? I can't even remember. It was so, you know, inconsequential, the substance of it. These are social hellos. Kent served as a key deputy to Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, who last year said she referred three individuals to the Justice Department for prosecution related to leaks. Ooh. Now, his wife Shannon died in a January 16, 2019 ISIS suicide bombing while stationed in Syria. By all accounts, she was a great patriot and a wonderful lady, by the way. I always thought he was a nice guy, Trump said Ken after his resignation, but I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security. The president called his departure a good thing. And in his letter, he suggests that the Israelis were responsible for the bomb that ISIS planted that killed his wife. I mean, what the hell is that? What is that? Inquiring minds want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know. Yeah. Just because I want to know doesn't mean I'll get to know, but I would like to know. Interesting. Don't you think, Mr. Producer? Gateway Pundit. Let's see here. Jack Davis of the Western Journal at Gateway Pundit. Very nice site. Jack Kent was leaker who had been cut from president's intel briefings, they say. The departure of Joe Kent, excuse me, former director, National Counterterrorism Center, and the National Counterterrorism Center is under Tulsi Gabbard. Means one less leaker in Washington, excuse me, according to multiple reports. Representative Don Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska, was quick to celebrate. Good riddance. Iran has murdered more than 1,000 Americans. Their EFP landmines were the deadliest in Iraq. This guy's a former general, by the way, Don Bacon. Anti-Semitism is evil I detest. We surely don't want it in our government, he wrote. And this guy just laid out the most disgusting anti-Semitic poison in his letter. Remember, he was friends with Fuentes. I'd like to dig into that. The relationship with Fuentes and some of these other supremacists that have been listed by others. Ashni Hazni, who's really a great reporter, I don't know her, at Fox. She reports a senior administration official tells Fox Joe Kent was a known leaker, and he was cut out of POTUS intelligence briefings months ago. So how would he know the status of nuclear weapons? The White House told DNI Tulsi Gabbard she should be fired, and that's been corrected since. He's not been any part of any Iran planning. No part. How are you not part of any Iran planning if you're the number two over there? That means you're really a bad dude when it comes to credibility and trustworthiness, at least post-military service. Media reports said Ken had been leaking information, was already marginalized in the Trump administration. A senior administration official tells Fox Joe Kent was a known leaker and he was cut out of POTUS intelligence briefings months ago. He's not been part of any Iran planning discussion. You know, while I'm thinking about this, let's go back. Let's make a U-turn back to Tucker Carlson. The guy comes out. He's trying to get in front of what he thinks is going to be a major scandal, and God knows it may still. About texts. He says the Department of Justice and the CIA, they got his texts. He's being investigated for a possible FARA violation. Now, here's the thing. We touched on it, but I want to build on this. Tucker Carlson never denied that his texts involved foreign governments. He never denied that his texts involved Iran. He never said, no, they don't. They can investigate all they want. No, instead he says, I'm a journalist. So he's putting up a defense that he thinks will fly under FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act. His defense isn't, I sure as hell did not text with the enemy in Iran. He never said that. He never denied that. I'm just curious if Kent was leaking information to Carlson. Not just my meeting, but others. I want to know. I want to know about this clash he had with Patel and the FBI. What was that all about? I want to know why senior officials at the White House are telling multiple news agencies that he was a leaker and he was cut out of some of the most important classified meetings, including the lead up to the war against Iran. Yeah, I think these are important questions. In addition, with his association with Fuentes and other known supremacists, in addition to him supporting Israel, running on supporting Israel, and then turning into an apparent anti-Semite, these are very weird things. Voting for Bernie Sanders, that's been reported, and not long ago, in 2000. Then he became a libertarian, then he was a Democrat, then he becomes a Republican. I want to know more. Inquiring minds want to know. I'll be right back.
Much Lovin.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Eagle locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
785-9132.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report from Newsmax. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need this Social Security report from Newsmax. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Talk Radio's cleanup hitter.
Believe what I say or I'll hurt you.
Hurt you.
Mark Levin.
Mark Levin.
He's on the radio.
Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Shelby Talcott, White House correspondent for the news site Semafor, S-E-M-A-F-O-R, White House correspondent Shelby Talcott. She is reporting as I sit here as follows. News, she writes, Joe Kent is under FBI investigation for alleged leaking classified information, three sources tell me. I'm told the investigation predates his departure. I'm just reading as it comes across my desk from Semafor, which is a legitimate news site. She has attached her name to it. If it's false, they've opened themselves up to legal problems. Looks like she went back. She got it confirmed, she says, from three sources. To repeat the report, the breaking news that I'll break right here. Shelby Talcott, Semafor News. Joe Kent is under FBI investigation for allegedly leaking classified information. Three sources tell me, she says. I'm told the investigation predates his departure. Now, if this is true, you have to believe it is. If it's true, then it all makes sense, doesn't it? It all makes sense, doesn't it? Wow, wow, wow. I had this suspicion. Obviously, I didn't have any information. I had this suspicion. Because none of the rest of this... You can keep doing it. None of the rest of this made sense to me. The whole thing didn't make sense to me. Now, if it's true, he's trying to create a narrative. See that? I didn't go along with the administration. And now, Big Bad Trump, because I've embarrassed him, Big Bad Trump, I resigned on principle. They're coming after me wrongly. Well, we got to investigate that, the Democrats will say, the media will say. We'll see how this plays out, but tonight, you're the first to hear this. If you're listening to the Tucker Carlson podcast, you're listening to a lot of propaganda crap. But here I don't deal in propaganda crap. That's the big headline. According to Semi4, according to their White House correspondent, Joe Kent is under investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. An investigation that began pre-resignation for leaking. Now, just because he's under investigation doesn't mean charges will be brought or he's guilty. But it does mean he's under investigation. And I suspect if he's under investigation, they're looking at, among other things, the Espionage Act. I don't have any way of knowing. I just know that's sort of a very broad law that sort of pulls everything into it, like a big suction machine. But it is there, in some cases, for legitimate purposes. And so just to summarize here, looks like I was on the money, tell you the truth, Mr. Producer, wasn't I? Just a guess. We kept it among ourselves here. I said, if I had to guess, this guy's under investigation. None of this makes sense to me. I didn't say it to you publicly. I said it here and to myself. To one of the other fellows that works on the podcast who left. But Semi4 has reported it. There's simply no question that it's going to take off in the news. Shelby Tocott, posting on X, correspondent, Semi4 News, Joe Kent is under FBI investigation for allegedly leaking classified information. Three sources tell me, I'm told the investigation predates his departure. You watch them circle the wagons. They don't even know that he's under investigation. Well, some of them may. Now, use your head like a detective. Or like a prosecutor. Tucker Carlson came out last week with a bizarre video saying they have my texts, communications with foreign governments. I believe it was Iran. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I believe that's what he said, or that's what he intimated. A country we're at war with. The CIA said, no, we're not investigating. Let me pick up on this when we return. Let me paint you a picture. It's midnight, sirens are blaring, you've only seconds to grab your child and run. Now imagine you're elderly, your legs don't work like they used to, and after all that, you end up in a bomb shelter for hours, even days, because you can't make that trek again. This is what's happening across Israel as Operation Epic Fury continues. And still, the world attacks Israel, while its people on the ground are trying to survive. That's why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is there, on the ground, bringing food, emergency equipment, care for children, and help for the elderly. And supplying bomb shelters and medical centers with critically needed essentials. Please give $45, tax deductible, right now, to Rush Life-Saving Essentials to the vulnerable who are under fire as I speak. To Rush your gift to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, call 844-866-IFCJ. That's 844-866-IFCJ. Or online at levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Coast One Financial Group.
Mark Levin.
Ooh, he sounds like he's tall.
On the Mark Levin Radio Show.
Levin, radio's principal patriot. Call in now at 877-381-3811.
And now we know why, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Kent didn't respond to Mr. Producer's efforts, at least two, to get him on this radio show so I could question him. You heard me talk about this most of the program. No wonder he didn't get back to us to come on my radio show. I would have forced him to reveal it anyway, don't you think, Mr. Producer? Oh, yes. Let me just put this. I would have forced this information out of him. Let's see. And I will post this now. Just under basic questioning. What do you think? You think I should post that, Mr. Producer? Why not? No wonder. Well, it never added up to me. Mr. Producer, I told you, I think he's, something's not right. He's under investigation. Something's going on. This doesn't make any sense. Another friend of mine texted me. He said, you were right. I said, something's not right. Now, of course, I didn't know, but something's not right. The timing of this isn't right. The Tucker Carlson thing last week was strange. That still hasn't been resolved. Somebody leaked something to him. Now, I don't know if that was Kent or not, but somebody did. How would he know what texts the CIA and the Department of Justice have? And he made it clear he knew, so he knows. So he may have to be questioned to gather information. This guy, Carlson, is always walking on the edge. Always on the edge, always on the edge, whether it's Farah, whether it's dealing with enemies, his texting, always on the edge. He has no self-control. Not with his big mouth, his micro-brain, none of it. There's no control. His Jew hatred, his Israel hatred, his Christian trashing. He's a whack job. And he's going to take all the other whack jobs down with him. Trust me on this. In 5 years, these people will have dried up and blown away, or at least they won't be what they are today. And Donald Trump is a very good judgment of who these podcasters are. That's why he put out that post the other day. I'm so honored by it. Said, I stand with Levin. Basically said, all these other people are S-heads. They're nothing. They don't even have a great following. This is why he was cut out of briefings, crucial briefings related to Iran, and now he's running around. You know, it's funny also, look at what the Democrats did. Bernie Sanders, Mark Warner, they're all running to kiss the guy's ear. We don't like him, but he's great on this. Look at this, his righteous indignation, he's a whistleblower, he's coming out, he's telling the truth. Look how quickly Tucker Carlson glommed onto him. And yet Carlson had to know more than you and I knew, as a matter of fact. Look how quickly he gave him a platform and promoted him. Now let me read you, there's a little bit more here at Semifor, the scoop, as they call it, by Shelby Talcott, White House correspondent, exclusive FBI investigates intelligence aide who resigned over the war. Well, that's kind of stupid. He didn't resign over the war. He resigned to try and control the narrative. The FBI is hoping to leak investigation into a top former intelligence official who resigned Tuesday in protest over the war in Iran. That's not why. The investigation into former National Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent. Now, just stop a second. Listen to that title. National Counterterrorism Center Director. If true, he's leaking. To whom? The media and others? He's undermining the President of the United States? He was in, if not the inner circle, the circle around the inner circle? All kinds of intelligence information was flowing through his office? And he's under investigation for leaking? Can you imagine that, Mr. Producer? If this turns out to be accurate, this is going to be one of the greatest leak scandals in American history. Not because of Donald Trump, but because of an individual who's an isolationist, part of the woke Reich, R-E-I-C-H, a Tucker Carlson friend. Fuentes friend. Immediately defended by Megyn Kelly. By Stephen Bannon. By Owens. This would be one of the greatest intelligence scandals in American history, not because of Donald Trump, but because of what was done to Donald Trump. Like the Hess case. We don't know yet. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But this guy's job, National Counterterrorism Center Director, I don't want to hear any more about his past military service. Nobody is criticizing him for his past military service. Everybody is carefully praising him for his past military service. We're talking about right now. We got a lot of people in prison who had wonderful military records, but later on they in life they did other things.
Wow.
The investigation into former National Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent is focused on allegations he improperly shared classified information. Four people now with direct knowledge of the investigation, has told Semaphore. That's up from three. In his resignation letter, Kent wrote that Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, accused President Donald Trump of starting the war because of pressure from Israel. The investigation predates Kent's departure, the four people said. One of them described it as being months long. Trump aides and allies denounced Kent as a leaker immediately after his resignation became public. Well, why wouldn't they? Kent wrote in his resignation letter that Iran poses no imminent threat to our nation and accused Trump of initiating the war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. Right, Megan? It's Mark's... What a dumb bastard she is, to be perfectly honest with you. She's just insufferable. I don't mind smart slime balls, but stupid slime balls, Mr. Producer? I promise you, that word micro comes out of her mouth one more time, she's going to regret it the rest of her life. Just saying. I'm trying to be polite, trying to be a gentleman. I really am. I really am, but there's a lot going on there that I can raise. The FBI and the White House declined to comment. Now listen to this. Kent did not immediately respond to a request for comment. And Mr. Producer and Mr. and Mrs. America, if somebody put out a report that you're under investigation by the FBI for leaks, and you didn't leak and you're not under investigation, wouldn't you pick up that damn phone and say, it's not true, it never happened, I'm going to sue the bastard? That's what I would do. But it's sort of a clumsy effort to create the narrative. Very clumsy. If it's all true. And I suspect it is. Because he didn't immediately respond for request to comment. He's probably checking with his lawyer, checking with Tucker. Who knows? Who knows? Now, you had all these Democrats running to his defense. Bernie Sanders. Look, I never supported this guy. In fact, I don't like this guy. But he was right about this. He's right about the war. Then you have Mark Warner. He reminds me of Beavis and Butthead. I can't remember if he's Butthead or Beavis. Yeah, but I didn't support the guy. But look, he's good on this. He's good on this. So in other words, they'll take a guy who they claim was a neo-Nazi, a white supremacist, who shouldn't be anywhere near the White House. They vote against him, and now they embrace him. Now what are they going to do? Oops, oops, oops. No, here's what their next trick is. Next trick. Mark my word. It was against the war. Even the lead-up to the war. His leaks were to protect the country from an impulsive president who took us to war by choice to deflect from the Epstein case. I'm telling you, these people are screwed up, but I'm telling you where this is going. And so now we unleash Pam Bondi and Cash Patel, who does his dirty work, to go after poor Joe Kent. And they'll be joined by the woke right neo-fascists. They'll join in with the Islamists, and the Marxists and the Democrats. Yes, Trump did this. He's sick. He's sick, the FBI. He's a dictator. He's authoritarian. We'll see how that goes, but I suspect some of the nut jobs are going to do that. We'll see how it plays out. I will tell you this, leak investigations, from my own experience at Justice, that's a big deal. Now, if he didn't leak, he's in the clear. It's not a problem. I told you what I was going to ask this man here. I was trying to telegraph to you kind of what I thought happened. But I didn't want to draw the conclusion because I didn't have any information. But just the way he was acting, I wanted him to come on this program. I still hope he comes on this program. Mr. Peduzzi reached out to him twice and he didn't respond to you. He goes on the internet, sure, let's go. So we tried to go, but a no-show. And so I went through to you what I was going to ask him. Have you ever leaked? Who did you leak to? Did you leak the fact of my meeting with the president to Tucker Carlson? Have you leaked a lot to Tucker Carlson? What about Tucker Carlson and his claim about the text? How did Tucker Carlson know that? I had a whole bunch of questions for this guy. He was smart not to come on this program, actually. Smart. But maybe he still will, because we told him Tuesday. You can come on Tuesday, 8 p.m. I said you can come Thursday, today, tomorrow, Friday. But we'll clear 8 p.m. Tuesday just for you. Never heard back. You know, between the price of insurance, premiums, deductibles, those damn credit card balances and the interest on that balance that just keeps piling up and piling up. You have a good salary, but you can't keep up with it. You're not alone. There's a lot of people in this situation. If you're a homeowner, you might have considered reaching out to American Financing, but you hesitated because you said, I got a great mortgage like Mr. Producer. He's at 2.65. The hell did you get that? I know you got it at American Financing, but holy mackerel. So he's never going to turn that in. And American Financing knows that. So they created the Smart Equity Loan, a simple, smart way to get your finances back on track without giving up your low mortgage rate. And here's the cool thing about the Smart Equity Loan. It offers a fixed rate, so you'll have one predictable monthly payment, not these massively fluctuating rates, which you can't afford either. It lets you use your home's equity to pay off high interest debt, free up your cash flow, and still keep your existing mortgage intact. That's very, very good. There's no upfront fees, and you can find out if you qualify. It's a simple phone call. There's no pressure. You can call them right now. They're there right now. American Financing today, 888-900-1828. 888-900-1828. Hello, hello. 888-900-1828. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. APR rates for in the five start at 6.196% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 888-900-1828 for details about credit costs and terms.
Don't forget, check out Liberty's Voice. You're going to love this video podcast. You can see how I do radio, how I do TV. It is a totally different format and platform, but I know you're going to like it. You can get it at Rumble or YouTube. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio. Then freshen things up by switching to Pure Talk, my wireless company. That gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data, just $25 a month, with no contract, no cancellation fees, and no overseas customer service if you ever need help. I'm guessing you're going to like them as much as my listener, Paul, from Greer, South Carolina. He says, I finally listened to Mark Levin's advice and switched from Verizon. I'm getting the very same service for less than half of what I was paying Verizon. You know, I long wondered if these much lower services could provide the same level of service as the big boys. Now I know that Pure Talk certainly can. Thank you, Paul. And now it's time for you to take my advice, folks. Dial #250 and say Mark Levin and switch to Pure Talk. Dial #250, say Mark Levin, and you'll save 50% off your first month as well. Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Now, a radio sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Feisty as ever. Please welcome
Mark Levin.
Let me say something to Tucker Carlson.
You little stupid trust fund baby bastard. In your interview with this guy, there you are again, with the Jews control everything, and Israel controls the president. You little Hitler bastard, with Goebbels' mouth. You are the pig of pigs. You are the worst piece of crap he could wipe off the bottom of your shoe. Walk around with your khakis and your white shirt, with that stupid, mentally unhinged giggle of yours, with that dumb, stupid younger brother of yours. The nation is sick and tired of you, sick and tired of your drama, sick and tired of your mental problems, your obsessions, sick and tired of the poison and cancer you spew. As you undermine our president, try and destroy MAGA, try and elect Democrats, give aid and comfort to the enemy. It could be Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Russia. You do it all. You're nothing but filth. You're filth from top to bottom, and you can't wash it off. I don't really care why you are what you are, but you are what you are. There's no speculation about it. There's no implication about it. You're a marquee. A marquee. Of the worst kind of human being that exists.
You're going to get people hurt. You may get people killed. You keep pushing your Nazi Klansmen crap. You're not just asking questions. You're pushing hate and violence. You and that little bastard Fuentes, who's an absolute moron, a munchkin, a pea brain. You think you've confused? You think you've won the American people? Donald Trump's at 100. You're at zero. You think red-blooded, patriotic Americans are going to just sit still for this and not speak out? As you trash our president, you trash our military, as you attack an entire people, Jews, an entire people, Christians. You're a nothing. You've never done a damn thing for this country. Not a thing. Nothing. Except take advantage of it. Become wealthy. Being a punk. Being a punk. And it's time for good people, for patriots, all to speak out. Speak up. Save your country. Take it back. Take it back from these miscreants. Defend the president. Defend the military. Defend your country from these lowlives who are nobodies. Guy's now charged, or it is said, leaking. Leaking! He's got one of the top intelligence positions in the country. He's leaking! That's the allegation. Many central banks around the world, same institutions that print money, are buying gold at record levels. They're not speculating. They're diversifying away from currency, from our dollar, because of the debt and the interest on the debt. Many global banks, they're holding gold. They've now surpassed the holdings of U.S. Treasuries. What do they know? They know you got to diversify with precious metals. And they trust gold more than our debt. They trust silver more than our debt. This is where my trusted friends at Monetary Gold come in. With over 100 years of combined trading floor experience, these are people who have lived through all these cycles. And right now, for qualifying accounts, Monetary Gold may cover your IRA fees for the life of your account. That's a big deal. That's a lot of money saved. So call Monetary Gold today, 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD, or visit MarkLovesGold.com, MarkLovesGold.com. Results can vary. Always consult your financial tax advisors before investing. Again, 877-NOW-GOLD. Yeah, we boomers on talk radio, we know a hell of a lot. A lot more than these punks. These punks in the cesspool on the internet. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm sure there's going to be a ton to talk about. Check out Liberty's Voice.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring, identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.